Good morning. High pressure continues to build into interior New York and New England, providing us with a comfortable start to the day with a gentle west-northwest breeze and temperatures in the upper 40s and lower 50s. With the humidity levels way down from the last couple of days, we'll continue to see plenty of sunshine this morning and into the afternoon hours, and temperatures will respond by reaching into the lower to mid-70s for daytime highs. This will lead to a clear start tonight, although clouds will increase late tonight as a warm front approaches from the south and west. Showers associated with this front will break out late tonight and early on Thursday morning, primarily across western and southern sections of our region, but overspread the entire area towards sunrise. Overnight lows will be back into the mid-50s. That same front will slide to the north through our region on Thursday morning with additional showers and potential thunderstorms. Behind the front, the humidity will climb quickly, and a warm and humid afternoon is likely. At the same time, a wave of low pressure will track along the front, touching off showers and thunderstorms. Additional wind energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere accompanying this system could enhance some of the thunderstorms to strong and even severe limits. Strong wind gusts, hail, heavy rainfall, frequent lightning, and perhaps even some rotating storms are possible through Thursday afternoon. High temperatures will be in the mid-70s. This system will pass through the region on Thursday night, and while we still run the risk of a shower on Friday, mostly dry with a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the lower 80s. Another wave of low pressure and a trough will dive into the region on Saturday. More unsettled weather is in store for us for the beginning of the weekend as a result, with mostly cloudy skies and a good chance of showers and potential thunderstorms. High temperatures on Saturday will be in the middle and upper 70s. Breezy and cooler weather with a drying trend for the second half of the weekend with a mix of sun and clouds and lower humidity on Sunday. Highs will be in the mid-70s. More dry weather and sunshine to start next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Hurricane Laura continues to rapidly intensify in the Gulf of Mexico this morning. Right now, the hurricane's located about 335 miles southeast of Galveston, Texas, with 110 mile per hour maximum sustained winds. Laura is expected to make landfall as a major hurricane late tonight, somewhere between the upper Texas coast to southwest Louisiana. No matter the exact maximum wind speed or category at landfall, the resulting impacts and hazards will be extensive. A life-threatening storm surge will transpire along and just east of Laura's track. In fact, storm surge-related impacts could stretch from as far west as Galveston Bay on the east side to the central Gulf Coast. Hurricane-force winds will cause damage to homes and businesses, as well as widespread tree damage and power outages. Coastal and inland flooding is also anticipated, with a moderate risk for flash flooding from the Texas-Louisiana border on the north through Arkansas and into portions of the lower Mississippi Valley. Torrential rain of 5 to 10 inches and isolated totals of up to 15 inches are expected along the northwest Gulf Coast on the north to into eastern Texas and western Louisiana. Severe weather will also be a concern, as tornadoes could spawn across portions of the lower Mississippi Valley tonight and tomorrow. Tropical storm force winds will protrude well away from Laura's center, allowing a swath of wind damage and power outages to extend well into Louisiana and potentially into southern Arkansas. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 32 degrees, with a northwest wind at 72, gusting to 82 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 32 degrees. In Albany early this morning, mostly clear skies and 52 degrees, the dew point 49, 89% relative humidity, a west wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.95 inches and rising. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 80 degrees, the low 60, the average temperature 70, that's 1 degree above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 22.49 inches for the month. The average high temperature in Albany today, 79 degrees. The average low, 59. the record high 98 set in 1948 and the record low 40 in 1942. Sunrise this morning was at 6:14 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:39 p.m., 13 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and breezy today, highs near 70. Increasing clouds with a chance of showers late tonight in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-70s. Increasing clouds with a chance of a shower late tonight in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 70s. Increasing clouds with a chance of showers late tonight in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 70s. Increasing clouds with a chance of a shower late tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Increasing clouds with a chance of a shower late tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms, some strong to severe in the mid-70s. Just a chance of a shower Friday, otherwise partly sunny, lower 80s. Showers and thunderstorms likely again on Saturday, mid to upper 70s. Breezy and cooler with lower humidity Sunday, partly cloudy mid-70s. And a mix of sun and clouds in the lower to mid-70s Monday and Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.